I think it was before the Seattle game last year, you talked about delivering that first hit, right? Everybody talked about them being so physical, and you were the one saying, hey, we can get after it too. I mean, that mentality still exists, I suppose, this time around.
That's what any game. That's what any game, you want to start out fast. And that's just kind of where I was getting at.
Jacked up to play a home night game too?
Season opener, a night game is definitely, or a home opener at a night game is, it's unbelievable. As you can see, my words can't even come out right. I'm just that excited. So I'm looking forward to it. Lambeau's always a great place to play.
How does your routine change when you have to wait so long to play a game?
If I'm playing a day earlier, routine starts a day earlier, a day later, starts a day later.
It just takes a long time to get there, that's all.
The game always seems like it's so far away, but when it's here, before you know it, it's halftime. So you have to make sure you start fast, like I said.
Last year you said we don't lose at Lambeau. Still the same? Still cool?
We just had to start out fast, and that's the desired results, is being undefeated at home. That's what any team will tell you. But I do think our fans do a heck of a job, and that Lambeau Field is just a real special place.
Is it possible to shut down Marshawn Lynch for 60 minutes? It appears he wears down every opponent he faces for the most part, but a 60-minute effort, it's needed. But can you really hold him down for a whole game or just contain him?
He's definitely a tough back, and it's like the guy's fighting when he's running with the football. So you just got to be prepared to get physical, because he's definitely going to bring the thunder.
You think that MMA training will pay off against a back like him?
You would like to hope so.
Mike, a lot of new names on their offensive line. What did you see out of them after that Rams game? I know they uncharacteristically got Russell Wilson got sacked quite a bit in that game, but what did you see from the new faces on that line?
Football's football, and if we take care of our business, then we'll get the results that we want.
BJ was saying yesterday that emotions get you tied up and that he's taking an analytical approach to this. You know, what do I need to do every play? Is that kind of the message this week, that the emotions are just going to kind of hold you back if you hold on to those grudges from last year?
Emotions can definitely hold you back, but they can help you if they're focused the right way. And like BJ said, you just want to take it one play at a time and focus on doing your job the best that you can do.
Russell Wilson, one of those guys, I mean, even if you get through, play's not over. One of those guys that he'll twist that way, he'll spin that way. Is there any extra, I guess, emphasis on what you have to do to bring a guy like that down? Because when you can get through the line, and then he can do something to make you miss right away.
Like I said, we just need to make sure we take care of our business.
You've spoken highly of Sam, obviously, going back to last year. What do you lose with Sam, and what can Nate fill that void for you?
It's always tough to lose one of your teammates, one of your friends, but next man up is the nature of the business, and we're confident whoever's on the field.
What have you seen from guys like Nate and Jake, especially Jake coming in as a rookie since he got here, their development, and how much confidence do you have in those guys kind of stepping into bigger roles now?
Fully confident. I'm looking forward to whoever's on that football field. It's a team sport. That's our brother, and we're going to welcome him on that field with open arms.
What have you seen from Jake Ryan's development early?
He's a Big Ten guy, so you know he can play football. You know, he's tough. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do whenever he gets an opportunity. He's definitely shown some toughness. He's quick. And, like I said, he's a Big Ten guy. You know he's going to hit.
They play football in Michigan, too? I thought that was just an Iowa thing.
Hey, they play football. They play football everywhere. Yeah. But I'm going to be a little Big Ten biased.
Mm-hmm. You're a guy that you never hesitate to show that you're a driven guy, you know, obviously. How much does it bother you that Marshawn, we say he's a great back, but that he has gotten the better of his defense the past couple of times that he's going up against him?
It's definitely tough, but you know, it's a new season. We're a new team, and like I said, we just need to take care of our business.
Do you carry what happened to this team in January with you anymore?
Like I said, it's a new season. New season.
How hard was it to get over?
It was tough. You know, whenever you lose, period, it's going to be tough. Even if you win ugly, like, you know, you're going to have to definitely get back to the drawing board. So, like I said, it's a new season and two new teams.